talk about your summer, big guy. I know you had a chance. You love basketball. That's your game.
Yeah.
I think you probably have some goals here in a couple of years and maybe playing a little college basketball, which we'll get into here shortly. But you had a chance to kind of get with an AAU team and really have a lot of fun, play a lot of basketball, didn't you?
Yeah, definitely. It started off with the McCook team. That was a lot of fun, me and the guys. I wasn't playing as good as I wanted to, but I was kind of just getting used to playing at Class B basketball. And then the assistant coach at McCook, he told me that they were looking for another member for this AAU team in Colorado. So we went out there. We liked it. Went to like 4 or 5 practices. But it's a 4-hour drive every time. So that was tiring, but I love the guys. We got to go to Houston. And on the way to Houston, we end up in Louisiana because there was a big storm. So it was Louisiana, Houston, Iowa, like that sports center, right on the border, Iowa and
mm-hmm.
Omaha.
Mm-hmm.
And then I only did 2 things with them. But they've been going all summer.
So it's a busy schedule for some of those teams, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And we had a lot of talent on the team. There was Tucker Mills. He's going to UNO now.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get a play with him because he already signed. And then we had like a D2 guy, D3 guy. I was the youngest. I was 16. Everyone else was like a senior, like going to be a senior or graduated senior. So I was the youngest. So I didn't get as much playing time because I'm not the priority. Like some of these guys, they need to get looked at. But it was still really fun. Scored a few points. And then after that, one of my shooting coaches in Colorado, he recommended me to Phenom Camp. And I really didn't know much about it going in, but it was one of the best camps I've been to.
Now, where was that at?
It was in California, Orange County, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually they set the record for the world's largest camp.
Really?
Like Guinness World Record, yeah.
Which, I mean, as far as campers there?
Yeah, it was 749 people.
Wow.
There was like 20 baskets, film room, all this stuff. They brought in the LA Clippers dietitian.
Mm-hmm.
And like all the coaches were like Class A coaches or D1, retired D1 coaches. And it was great. There was just, they split us up into 30 teams. So I had like a team of like 8 or 9 people. Most people had 10, but mine was 8 or 9. And we were the Blazers, so they got like all the NBA names. And then I think younger kids had college names or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I was on the Trailblazers, Blazers. I really liked my team. I think we lost 1 or 2. And the coach really liked me. They told us what to work on, everything. I think it was sponsored by Gatorade. Like mm-hmm. they had a bunch of Gatorade bars and stuff, free bags, bottles, all that stuff. And it was really like helpful because they had a bunch of D1 coaches and they would teach you like how to get recruited. Like it's not like what everyone thinks. Like it's not all offense and stuff. And then I think they shot a commercial. I didn't get in. It was just like an interview commercial, a few players. But a lot of talent there. Everyone's windmilling and stuff. There's mm-hmm. like 6'7", 6'8" dudes. D1, like people who have already got offers. My teammate, I had a teammate from Tokyo.
Really?
Like everyone came from everywhere. There was like a group of guys from Australia, England, Tokyo, just like everywhere. Like they all just like came in. So I had a guy from Tokyo. Like he was definitely the best on our team. He came from Tokyo and he had to go or something. I don't know. But he had like D1 offers from Kennesaw and stuff. So just like working with D1 people and like playing D1 people and just really, really good people, athletic people, like the best of the best. It just, you had to like step up to master the level, which was really nice.
This was well worth the trip, wasn't it?
Yeah. Because a lot of times, a lot of these camps are money grabs, but this definitely wasn't. Like, I got a lot out of this.
Wow. A lot of fun. Yeah. And your parents, I take it, both of them will go, or just your dad go along with you on this one?
My mother and my sister.
Dad didn't go on this one.
No, he didn't.
I bet he wished you would have.
Yeah. We had to rent a car, drive around California. I even drove around California
because
it's like Maine, center Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
Like it's crazy. But we had some help. We had some friends in California who drove us around, taught us stuff.
That helped a lot, didn't it? Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Definitely worth it. And this is going into your junior year. I mean, you got to try this all again, maybe coming up your senior year then, that's next summer?
Yeah. I can do 2 more seasons of AAU and then I can go back to that camp if I want. I'm not sure about that. Probably. I'd like to. It was really nice. But AAU, I'm definitely going to do that this year. And if I don't have offers my senior year, like after I graduate senior year, then I'll do it again. Maybe State 38, I don't know. It was a great team. I loved having my teams back. Actually, so they have, I was 17U, and there was another team, 15U, coached by Coach Cole. And he actually, he's coming from Colorado. He's now the new assistant coach at McCook. So that'll be nice. I get to work with him, if he lets me, of course. I hope so.
So no question, you loved doing this, all this. And it obviously helped your game in a lot of ways, didn't it?
Yeah, just getting immediate feedback. Like the coaches, they wrote evaluations on everything you need to work on. So I got a sheet at home, and I just practice the things that aren't as good as they can be.
Did it help your inside game, your perimeter game, defense? What really, did you feel like it really helped the best?
A lot of it was defense. Like, they talked a lot about being impossible to screen, getting through screens, and defense and footwork, and just, like, things you aren't taught. Like, there's so many things that, like, people just don't teach you because, like, they're just forgotten. But, like, D1 people, they need these, like, requirements. And it focused a lot on defense because they said if you're going to college, they don't care a lot about offense because they don't think if you're at a D1 level, you're going to come in and start doing all these fancy moves. Like, they think you're just going to get swatted most of the time, which they're right. So they look a lot for defense, getting through screens, shooting, just stuff that's, like, not emphasized enough, which I really liked. So I'm definitely going to work on my defense this year. That's a big thing.
Along with the camps you just talked about, you had a chance to get with the McCook guys, Coach Imus, for a few things this summer too, didn't you?
Yeah, that was fun. I think it's going to be a good year. Mm-hmm. I plan on winning state. That would be really nice. We definitely have a lot of talent this year.
And, of course, McCook, you know, every year you lose seniors off of previous team and everything, and you're coming to a new team this year, so you've gotten acclimated to some of the guys and what they can do.
Yeah, Coach Imus was saying, like, a lot of, like, everyone, like, hasn't played together before, maybe, like, a few, like, one or two or something, but, like, it's a lot of people who haven't played before, a lot of freshmen and stuff, new people, just, like, people who haven't played together. Caden, because I think Caden, Mitchell, they played together before, they have experience, but there's, like, some freshmen and sophomores coming up. I don't know their experience, but I think it'll be a great year.
It's one thing this McCook team is going to have some size with yourself, and you know, Gabe Gans can come back off of injury, and you mentioned Mitchell coming back, and Caden's got some size and everything. So it's not going to be a short team by no means.
Yeah, definitely.
You're not out for a fall sport, so I take it you're playing basketball every day, right?
Yeah, I'm just going to practice every day. Josiah's been talking to me about cross country, and then everyone's been talking about football. Coach has talked to me. I don't know. Maybe.
I was going to say, you're going to have to pick it up a little bit because the first games are coming up soon.
Yeah. Probably not, though. I'll probably just practice basketball. Keep going with that.
That in the weight room?
Yeah, weight room, of course.
You bet, because you know darn well the fall will go fast, and we'll be looking in November and getting into basketball before you know it, huh?
Yeah.
Very good. Well, let's get your name out there, I'm sure, a little bit more. And colleges, you say, probably were there with some representatives, and hopefully maybe you've already got some feelers out, or it will be by next year.
Hopefully, yeah.
You bet. Well, welcome to McCook. I mean, from just down the road, I know you're making the track kind of back and forth between here and Maywood, but early hours a little bit more often than what you're used to, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Appreciate the time, and we'll see you during the basketball season, okay?
Yep, thank you.